Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I came out and this lad was like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, are you all right? And he was like, I've been saying all the way here that I wanted you, and he'd come from Middlesbrough.
Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and Mr. Ben Price. Tonight we're talking all things celeb Big Brother with our friend and co-host Colson Smith, is still currently in the house. Bit of a damp squib that episode tonight.
I tell you what, I'm struggling here. We needed more. I mean, you're only as good as your material, but my goodness. Popping some balloons.
I mean, if Fern didn't fall over and deck it,
If Fern hadn't decked it into the three-piece suite, we wouldn't have had anything to talk about.
Yeah, into the sofa of cushions. I mean, like, what was the rush off to A&E?
The game suddenly took on gladiators. It was for a takeaway, but it all got like, it's just...
Oh yeah, takeaway.
It's just a takeaway. She just piled out and then she went for a lie down in the diary room. That was the big thing. We were waiting, weren't we? They teased shock eviction.
I could have sworn they said last night someone will go tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. What's happened is someone has gone, but they didn't show it, which I think is rubbish.
That's a shit show.
It's a shit show. So someone's gone. Coulson could have gone. We don't know. He hasn't texted us. Someone's definitely gone. Someone extra's gone. Who we don't know who it is. And we find out tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah.
So all we had was balloon popping, Fern getting clotheslined, and then Louis talking about you two again.
I know, yeah. That never happened.
I was in a burger bar next to you two. I don't think you were. And they happened to be talking about getting rid of the manager. And I went up to them and I saw a gap there and I went, no, lads, you're one of the richest and most successful bands in the world. I won't manage you. And I said no to them. That's what he was saying. I love it. Him and Coulson have got a bit closer, which is nice.
I liked those little stories that he was saying and Coulson was asking, sort of like, just, I like, he said, those are the moments that I look for in Big Brother, and they're very, very hard to come by. And I think because for a lot of the stories, for the people that it actually affects on the outside world, who they're about, there's a possibility that if the story is false, that they could sue them.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think there hasn't been a lot of them.
I suppose also the danger is it just becomes a show of anecdotes.
Yeah, but I like that. That's the bit that's interesting for me.
Yeah, but some of it, you're like, really? Really? I was in a burger bar and you two just happened to be there? Really?
I don't think they were you two, were they? I think they were up and coming and they were, yeah, well. I do like them stories. I've got loads of them stories.
I know, Louis's value, I get it, he's value. So I'm having to say, the audience, thank you for staying with us, but I feel now we're really wringing the sponge of Big Brother now. After 3 weeks, we've really squeezed a lot out here. He needs to win. That's what I'm feeling now. For all this to be worth it, he needs to have won.
So if he is the special guest that's been, like...
Binned.
Binned. And, yeah. Like, shoved out in the middle of the night, in the dead of the night, so that they wake up and they go, oh my God. So if someone went tonight at 7, that those are the reports. These are some, we're getting this information, by the way, listeners.
But they've had a whole day to record.
Yes. So we're hearing that we're getting information from Twitter. So there's just rumours.
Do you know what? I like that. As the nation's most popular Big Brother podcast, which we are now, we get some insider information. And then 2 seconds later, Jack goes to Twitter.
Well, yeah, from Twitter. That's where you go.
I know, but some podcasts will pretend they've got an insider. We just looked it up on internet. We know fucking nothing. But you're right. There was a little leak that said it'd been decided at 7. If he's gone, we've got a special guest tomorrow night in the podcast. We've got a very special guest. Someone you all know. Someone who's a Big Brother fan. Now, it could be Coulson, couldn't it? We could have played a double bluff. That'd be good though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And on tonight's show is...
doing his first Big Brother interview. Well, his second, because he'd have done the ITV2 one.
No, I've told him not to speak on that until he speaks to us. Literally keep silent. Hey, and he's out. How did you think of your time? Can't talk about it. It's a funny one because now I don't know what happens now. We've got Thursday. Do people go out? Someone's gone out tomorrow and then the final's Friday. They get voted and then we just find out the finalists from those, whoever's left, the final four. Is that how it works?
Five. I think there's six left, isn't there?
That's a show. That's a long do there. That's there's a six. Long. They all look a bit now over it.
Yeah.
They look a bit tired. The sheets are a bit dirty. The bathroom's not as clean as it was. The shower's falling apart because it's just a floppy studio, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, ooh, I've woken up with the lights on too many times. So, yeah, we've got a special guest tomorrow night. Oh, we've got a couple of questions from the audience. That is something that will lift our spirits on this.
I think it's your spirits. I think the public spirits are quite high, Ben.
Are they? Am I dragging it down?
You're bringing it down because you're tired. This isn't great timing, actually, for Ben because he's rammed at work currently. He's having to stay up and watch a reality show that is just not him. So he's lines to learn every night. And he's feeling a bit under the weather. He's got a bit of a cold as well. So it's all come at the wrong time. He's
it's like a double bluff. And although Coulson's one of my best mates, I literally can't be arsed. So everyone now knows what I'd be like in the Big Brother house. Awful. I'd be like,
it'd be great. It'd be great for 4 days.
I'd be like a rocket, really good on the way up, crap on the way down, and just in a wet field.
It'd be like, we've done this now.
Yeah.
They'd be saying, and the loser of this game gets evicted. Ben goes, the me.
Oh, I lost. What have I just tripped up?
I'm out. Sorry.
Oh, you punched my balloons. I guess I'm out. Where are you putting the snake, Ben? In my own bed. I would say to the audience, whatever you do, and this is not a double bluff, please do not vote. Please do not vote for me. Please vote me out. Right, here we go. It's Shelley, and she's gone. If you could choose a task for Coulson and his housemates to do, what would it be?
A task for Coulson and his housemates to do.
Do you know what gets me about the tasks? I think they're a bit boring. I would get a task where you had to find out about them. Chasing a balloon or dressing up is just, it's like, yeah, all right. You might get some clickbait or whatever, but I'd really like a task where someone goes, you know, some kind of task where you had to write like the story of your life or make a musical of the story of your life. Something where you'd think, oh, I'm getting something about them. Because I think a bit, and I don't know whether you agree with this, Jack, and I don't know whether our audience, I think people, apart from Louis, but even Louis is, are naturally guarded now. Louis is only telling stories. He's not telling us anything about his life.
No.
He's telling stories, which is a good way of keeping it out. None of them are telling much about their lives. Coulson touched on Corrie, the star tours.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
the one fan who was pleased to see him. But I think I'd like a task. I mean, you could do an art task, couldn't you? A bit of painting.
I thought of one.
Here, go.
What about if they got a bit of blue plastic and they laid it out in the garden?
Yeah.
And they put some fairy liquid and a hose pipe on it and they all to strip down naked and slide on it.
Brilliant. I'm in. And if you don't do it, you're out. You slide out the house. Yeah, I'm in. Twister. Naked Twister.
Naked Twister.
Monopoly.
Naked.
Can you imagine if we were Big Brother? Hello, Big Brother. Hello.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
You have to do it. You're out.
Do we really need to take up? Yep, you have to. All of them.
It's naked cookery. It's an omelette. You've got 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Just for your own amusement.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be even greater is if you were the producers of Big Brother and you go, yep, it's the naked cookery again, we do it every series. But they never see it. It's never on telly. It's just for your own little amusement. You go, yep, I got them cooking a naked omelette tonight and it's not going to be on telly. Oh, well, there we go. So join us tomorrow for a very, very special guest. How do we tease that guest? Everyone's going to know who it is. We had Fallon. That went down very well.
Yeah.
A bit like Big Brother, we're teasing who our guest is tomorrow.
They're in Corrie.
They're in Corrie. That's all you need to know.
Right. So we'll see you tomorrow for potentially the last Big Brother special episode if Coulson goes out.
Yeah, this could be it. Yeah, this could be it. And I feel I'm going to get a slight high when I know we've finished recording this. It's like, ooh, like I've come out of the house as well. Maybe he'll split his fee with us.
Yeah, fat chance.
Night, gang.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.